The day began with activists, many with disabilities, filling the hallways at the state capitol annex. They filed into a couple of rooms to hear their marching orders.
Sonia Cord.
Greg.
Molly Klaus, that's me. Peggy Duncan.
After getting directions to offices occupied by state lawmakers, they left, hoping to make a case for state services needed by Kentucky's disabled residents.
He's in a meeting with someone at the moment that had one for 10:30. How many of you are there?
There's 16.
16. Okay, mm-hmm. What I could do is put you in the conference room for now. Okay.
Organizing the event was Sheila Schuster, who directs the Advocacy Action Network. Schuster argues Kentucky spends too much money on institutional care and not enough on programs that keep disabled residents active within the community. Today, Schuster says their objective was simple.
We want to leave a visual image in the minds and hearts of the governor, the cabinet members, and the legislators that we count, we matter, and we vote.
By meeting with lawmakers, Schuster says disabled citizens also learn they can influence the political process. Among the participants was Cherish Wolf, who's received care at the Bridgehaven Adult Day Treatment Center in Louisville. Wolf says the staff there helped her cope with serious anxiety.
I was just afraid of everything. I couldn't pull my shades up in my house because I was afraid somebody might look in and see me. Couldn't walk into Walmart unless somebody was with me. And I mean, I literally had to hold on to them. And if we got separated, I would just panic. So it's they've just done everything for me. I owe them everything.
Wolf says the facility offers psychosocial rehabilitation for adults. She says classes cover everything from depression to yoga to painting. Wolf adds the need for mental health services is all around us.
All the bad things that are happening in this country, and everybody's saying, you know, we've got to do better with mental health, but it seems to be all lip service and nothing really happens. And we're trying to make something happen. That's what we're doing.
Representatives of Participation Station made the trip from Lexington. Participation Station is considered the only totally consumer-run center for people who suffer mental illness. Valerie Mudd is the director.
And we are a peer-run, peer-operated center, which means people with mental illnesses come to the center and they run all the programming. We have no professionals on staff, but we don't need any referrals, and all of our services are free.
Jimmy Lewis was visiting from Moorhead. He received services offered at Pathways, which is a community-based center for people with developmental disabilities. Chaperone Daniel Leach, along with Lewis, talked about his job, doing contract piecework in Ashland.
I really like doing stockets.
What's a stocket?
It's a white paper, put the red tape on, and make stockets.
Do you know what they're used for?
What's that used for? What is the stocket used for?
That is a two-sided body molding tape.
After lobbying lawmakers in their offices, the activists gathered in the Capitol Rotunda. The rally was led by Sheila Schuster.
And our message today is, don't forget us, and don't forget our unmet needs.
A number of lawmakers were in attendance, and they heard from Kentucky's governor. A fiscal conservative, Republican Senator Jimmy Higdon of Lebanon, also agrees the need of the state's disabled residents goes beyond politics.
The needs are infinite, and the resources are limited. And so we have to make good choices where we spend our money, and this has to be a priority. Mental health has to be a priority.
Today's rally was just a preliminary event. The real battle for state dollars is expected next winter, when the General Assembly considers a new two-year state budget, and on the table will be funding for programs that assist disabled Kentuckians. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.